So right now we're going to have a musical selection from Mayor Pamela Holmes.
Mr.
Pamela Holmes.
The guy they named it after. He took some sort of like self-study when he was at school. He studied how accountants made the most money.
Let's give her a hand and she comes home.
Some sort of public accountant. He basically tracked all of the graduates and found out, followed the path that they followed. And I said, where was that class from? Come ahead and get that class. And he got very rich. He only needed a bunch of money. So he'll be after it. We're still doing punch cards for computer work.
Stopping that when I came to the program. I did that one semester, and that was enough.
Story, there was a message on the green bar paper, unexpected holler is in line 5 or whatever. But now I got to go look up a holler.
He got to hold to his hand.
I can't hear you.
God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand.
You got to be.
Amen.
our grandworthy matron, Sister Barbara Nash.
Good evening. Now I got to tell you something about the group that just got up speed. The musical selection person that was going to sing was unable to come. So they put that together 10 minutes before this banquet. Many years ago we used to have an OES ensemble here in the jurisdiction of Wisconsin. This was the second time this weekend that they put some impromptu singing together. So I said, we need to get an OES ensemble back. So, thank you, sister. Our awards are not long tonight. We're going to start, if you notice, we have quite a few young adults. We're going to swiftly give out some scholarships from Unity Grand Chapter Foundation. So I'm going to ask Sister Kathleen Path, matron, Sister Kathleen Crate, to come up and do this quickly. Thank you.
Good evening. It is my honor to present the Unity Grand Chapter Order of the Eastern Stars Foundation Board members. As I call your names, please remain standing until all members have been acknowledged. President Graham Pass, Worthy Matron Sister Marion Tharp, Badger Chapter Number 5. Vice President Pass, Worthy Matron Sister Kathleen Crate, Princess Ella, Chapter Number 1. Secretary, Past Worthy Matron, Sister Pamela Boone, Martha Chapter Number 10. Treasurer, Past Grand Worthy Matron, Sister Dolores Jackson, Electa Chapter Number 7. Advisor, Past Grand Worthy Matron, Sister Linda Ward, Rebecca Chapter Number 4. Director, Past Grand Worthy Matron, Sister Emma Winfrey, Queen Esther Chapter Number 6. Director, Past Grand Worthy Matron, Sister Ann Bailey, Ruth Chapter Number 9.
All right.
Director, Past Worthy Matron, Sister Ernestine Rawl, Harmony Chapter Number 3. Director, Worthy Matron, Sister Jerrera Thompson, Sarah Joy Chapter Number 8. Last but not least, Sister Mira Sago, Friendship Chapter Number 2. Now we'll hear from our Unity Grand Chapter Order of Eastern Star Foundation Scholarship Chair, Past Worthy Matron, Sister Kathleen Crate.
Good evening. On behalf of the Unity Grand Chapter Foundation, we welcome you and we welcome our students and our parents. We are proud to be making a difference through education in our community. The Unity Grand Chapter Foundation does fundraisers throughout the year in order to give these scholarships out. And many fundraisers that we do, we could not do that without the help of our 10 chapters, which falls under the umbrella of Unity Grand Chapter. So I thank the chapters for your continuing support. In addition to that, we have people that look within their hearts and within their pockets, and they continue to give scholarships year after year. Those people we thank, families like the White family, who continues to give despite their greatest loss this year, we thank you. The Stark family, whose giving is unparalleled. We thank you. To the Myrtle McMillan family, we thank you to keep her legacy going. To James Martin, who is a new giver, he gave his first scholarship last year and continues to give this year. He is setting a trailblazer for those of you to follow. And this year, a new addition to our scholarship awards is Rebecca Chapter Number 4. These people have looked within themselves, within their pockets, and realized the importance of education in our community and how making a difference in a young person's life will make a difference in the world. To the students, I imagine this year when you were a senior, you thought you had it going on. You just had one more year to go. Now that you're going to school, I'm sure you're feeling a lot of different things. But I can tell you for sure that we can have the best teachers in the world to inspire you. We can have the best parents in the world to make sure that you're not spending all your time on TV or on the Xbox. And the government is responsible for making sure that you have opportunity for your education. But with all these things in place, there will be no success if you don't realize your responsibility. So today I charge you with knowing what your responsibility is, to make sure that you talk to your professors, that you stay in school, that you don't take advantage of the fact that mom and dad is no longer there, that you realize that with all the gifts that you've been given, you still have a responsibility. For that, we encourage you on behalf of the Unity Foundation. We thank you.
All right, students, as I call your name, I'm going to have you come up to the front. I'm going to have you state the school that you're going to be going to and your major. Tori Carter Story. She is a recipient of the Unity Grand Chapter Foundation Scholarship.
I will be attending Marquette University this fall, and I'm majoring in biochemistry and molecular biology.
Justin Gaines. He's also received a Unity Grand Chapter Foundation scholarship.
I will be attending the University of Wisconsin-Madison, majoring in biology.
Kalila Munger, she's receiving the Unity Grand Chapter Foundation Scholarship as well.
Kalia Munger, and I will be attending Tuskegee University double major in nursing.
Warren Hayden, who will be receiving a Unity Grand Chapter Foundation Scholarship as well.
I will be attending the University of Whitewater, Wisconsin, and I will be majoring in physics.
Our next scholarship recipient is that for James Martin. Scholarship, Larry Chiwan Dawson.
I'll be attending Benedictine University, studying accounting.
Now this next recipient is a recipient of the Rebecca Chapter Scholarship Award. Ms. Shannice McKnight. Would Rebecca Chapter like to come up and present as well?
She's coming.
Now, Shannon could not be here. She started school, so her grandmother is going to present on her behalf.
For my granddaughter, Shanice McKnight, she is attending UW of Oshkosh. Her major is graphic design.
Our next recipient is for the Myrtle McMillan Scholarship Award. And if we can have Miss Amanda Boston come to the front. Attending UW-Milwaukee, and I'll be studying to become a pediatrician.
I'm here on behalf of my grandmother, Myrtle McMillan. I'm sure every, you don't know my granny, she had a big smile.
All the time.
So she's very, very pleased, and we're very proud. Thank you.
Family, come to the front. I have a couple recipients for you. Christian Lanier Pullum. And Alexis McGraw.
Currently attending, entering my second year at UW-Whitewater. I'm majoring in IT with an emphasis on internet security.
I am Alexis's grandmother, and Alexis will be attending Tennessee State University, and she's going into nursing.
Felicitations, sisters, brothers, and friends. Just to give you some background information about Alexis, she is a graduate of Case High School in Racine. She is a Starliner and has served as Master of Ceremonies and Queen of Milwaukee Starliner. Alexis is a member of United Faith Missionary Baptist Church and serves as an usher. In middle school, she participated in the Color Guard with the Racine Lighthouse Marching Unit. She has done volunteer work with Bethesda Thrift Store, Halo Food Bank, which is a homeless shelter, and Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare. She presently works at 7 Mile Fair and has been there for 2.5 years. Also at McDonald's since October 2013. In March 2014, Alexis received Employee of the Month. Some of her certificates consist of successful achievement for outstanding performance and generational challenge excellence. She received a certificate of achievement in June 2013 from the University of Wisconsin-Parkside for completing all required coursework and training with the Stepping Stone pre-college program. She also received another certificate, the Black History Youth Achievement Award Committee for outstanding achievement. She has traveled to 24 states with her family, with the Masonic family, the Shrine, and family reunions. At the age of 10, she decided she wanted to attend Tennessee State University. Her church took yearly bus trips to a church in Lebanon, Tennessee, which is located outside of Nashville, and on her visit, a tour was arranged for her to visit that college. And she told her grandmother then that she wanted to attend Tennessee State. She enjoys helping people, especially younger children. She will major in nursing with a specialty in the field that involves children. Congratulations. Very pleased.
Mm-hmm. So we got to present our next person, which is Kristen Nelson. And she will be, she'll be receiving the Light Family, the Light Family Scholarship.
Hi, I'm attending Carthage College, and I'll be majoring in physical therapy.
On behalf of the Light Family, we congratulate this year's recipient. Thank you.
Also have given to another recipient, Shaquilla Buckley, a continuing scholarship. She's not here now, she's in school, but she does have a continuing scholarship on behalf of the library.
That concludes our scholarships for this evening, but I have one last thing to give to the students. On behalf of Zimbel Court, number 70, and Zimbel Temple number 70 and Zimbel Court number 130. They have given care baskets to each of the students. That's what you saw them bringing in. The closed ones are for the guys and the other ones are for the young ladies. So we thank Zimbel Court and Zimbel Temple for their generosity. Thank you.
While they're getting their care baskets, I'd like to say congratulations to the students, parents. I know you should be very proud. Learning never stops. So students continue to press forward, expanding your mind and giving back to your community. We thank you for your hard work. Next. Okay. Grandworthy Matron has more.
Thank you, Mistress of Ceremony. In 1994, the late past Grand Worthy Matron, Sister Cox, started a traveling trophy, and we let it die. What the traveling trophy was, I feel like I'm talking so loud. What the traveling trophy was is that we have our Esther Day here in Wisconsin, and what we did is the chapter that had the most members received this traveling trophy. So my elected officers got together last year and said, we want to bring this back and continue it. But we're going to have closing school and opening school. And attendance has been overwhelming. So I want to thank all the chapters. So this year, we have a tie. Oh, come on. My goodness. Say, oh, yay! Wow, we got two winners. The first chapter, Princess Ella chapter number 1.
Yeah.
And where's the matron? Come on up. And the second chapter, Martha chapter number 10. Worthy matron, come on up. Come on down. Now we're going to have the, your names added to the plaques. We did our final count Friday, so we didn't get it added yet. Be careful, worthy matron. I want to check these two chapters. Has to be the support of the worthy matrons pushing the members And it's just outstanding to have so many memories. So I want to thank Princess Zelda chapter number 1 and Martha chapter number 10. Job well done. Thank you. Brother Anthony Atwood, could you come to the mic for me? Brother Anthony Atwood is the worthy grand patron from Eureka Grand Chapter, jurisdiction of Illinois. Now, we call Illinois our big sisters, and they take care of us well. Brother Atwood had a testimonial. He had a banquet. May 31st. Unity is always in attendance for anything they do, or we try. We were unable to come this year, so we wanted, from the officers and members of Unity, we wanted to give you something to work at. Thank you. And my last award. Now, this is something also that my elected grant officers and I created. We committed to keep this going, just like the traveling trophy. We did a commitment to keep these going. This award, I'm going to apologize to my elected grant officers because I didn't get your feedback on this one. This is my last year, and it was a hard, no, it wasn't really a hard award to give up. It's called the Eastern Star of the Year Award. I have a sister in this organization that not only has she traveled with me anytime I needed a sister to fill in for my grand officers, to be there to assist us, to help us, she was there. Now, every time I called her, she said, "What do you want now?" But whatever I asked of her, she did. She stepped in with the illness of one of our grand elected officers, and she has done an outstanding job. The Eastern Star of the Year Award goes this year to Sister Dolores McGowan. I worked this sister this year. And she fussed at me every opportunity she got. But Brother McGowan, bring her all the way up. But every time I called her, she was there for me. She is truly my star. So on behalf of Unity Grand Chapter and me, I want to present the Eastern Star of the Year Award to you.
What's the shape?
Now we will go directly off into the Most Worshipful Prince Hall of Grand Lodge awards that the Most Worshipful Grand Master wants to give out. First, we'll start with the quiz. Each year we have a quiz, but I'll let the Grand Lecture explain it. Right, what's your Grand Lecture? Would you come up and?
My name is Willie Walker. I'm the Right Worshipful Grand Lecturer for the Most Worshipful Prince Hall of Grand Lodge of Wisconsin. And every year we have a Masonic quiz where we have three winners. And this year we have three winners. We have classes three times a week. But these brothers come and they sit and learn our ritual. And they do a pretty good job. So we're going to give them what they got covered.
Really?
No.
This year, our third place winner on the Sunday quiz was Brian Bridges from South Bay Lodge number 6.
Put that on your nightstand.
Our second place winner goes to Haji Jobs from National
Before we go off into our next award, there's a special presentation our White Worshipful Senior Grand Warden wants to do. So, Brother Senior Warden, would you just come on up?
I was asked to come up here and make a presentation. Most of you know Louis Doug Simmons. he's not one for making speeches or presentations, so he asked me to do this on his behalf. He's going to start, this was the first one, past Grand Matron Lillian Simmons Memorial Scholarship Award. So I won't tell you the bio, because you already heard the bio on the individual that's going to receive the award. So it says as follows. The Lillian Simmons Scholarship Award presented to Alexis M. McGrone for your academic achievement and graduating high school senior, given the 16th day of June, 2014, Brother Louis D. Simmons. So I'm going to ask her grandfather, Pastor Most Wishful Grand Marshal, Marshal Thurman, to come receive this. Well, is the grandmother in the room? Hope y'all can come.
To Brother Simmons, thank you so very much. And as soon as I see you, I'll give you a hug.
That's all she's going to do is try to hug somebody.
Our next award read as such. 2014 Master Mason of the Year for his outstanding achievement of service to his lodge and the community. Presented by Charles E. Curry, Most Wishful Grand Master, on this 15th day of June, the year of 2014. Attitude is everything. And this will be presented to Past Master Sean James. Secretary of the Year, and they all have the same for his outstanding achievement and service to his lodge community, presented by Charles E. Curry, Most Wishful Grand Master, on this 15th day of June, the year 2014. And this goes to Jeffrey Smith of Parental Lodge Company. Yeah. 2014, Worshipful Master of the Year presented for the outstanding leadership and service of your lives, presented by Charles D. Terryman, Worship Grand Master, on this 15th day of June, year 2014. And this goes to Blazing, Frederick Nelson of Parenthesis Live.
That he did on the table off. So I think you will probably keep this forever. So I don't know if you've seen that. Okay, this one is yours.
And this next award is 2014 Lodge of the Year. And I have to say that this lodge does a lot of hard work, unsung hard work in the community. And it reads, for your exemplified service to the Most Worshipful Prince Hall Grand Lodge, Trader Septa Masons of Wisconsin Incorporated, and your outstanding contributions within the community, presented by Charles E. Curry, Most Worshipful Grand Master, on this 15th day of June, 2014. And this goes to True Square, Lodge number 11. Probably the hardest workers in this jurisdiction, without any doubt. And it reads, Most Worshipful Prince Hall Grand Lodge, Trader Septa Masons, State of Wisconsin Incorporated, presented to, and it says for your outstanding service performance in their fundraising and ensuring that this Grand Lodge sessions are successful. And it's presented by Charles E. Curry, Most Worshipful Grand Master, on this 15th day of June, 2014. And it goes to the Doers Club.
All right.
With Louis Simmons, Anthony Trotter, George Terry, Johnny Taylor, Gerald Jones, Michael Thorpe, and Wayne Kimbrough. Come forward. And John, I see why they didn't want to come, because I didn't call the president first. So, John Devane, and he is the president. So, why don't you come down? And they do speak together. Also, George Terry.
These group of brothers, all you have to say are, whenever they ask me something, I'll just say, handle your business. That's all I need to say. You get to handle.
Grandmaster, let me say something. I like, we got some past members of the Doers Club who helped make this a success. Can y'all come up here too? Eli Moore, Ricky Bear, he ain't here, huh? Thank you once again, Grandmaster. Most wish, Grandmaster, those are the end of your awards.
Congratulations to all the recipients. And finally, we'll have remarks. First, from our grand worthy patron of Unity Grand Chapter, Brother Ocelia Simpson. Following him, the grand worthy matron of Unity Grand Chapter, Sister Barbara Nash.
Sisters and brothers and friends, good evening.
Good evening.
That's my remark. And now I'm going to do my duties. That is to introduce to you our Queen of Unity Grand Chapter, Order of the Eastern Stars, Prince Hall affiliated, State of Wisconsin, Sister Barbara Nash.
Yes, John, you may, with the permission of the Grand Master.
I also left out another member who helped us raise money, and Mr. Grand Worthy Major Barbara Nash.
and that's all right. You know what? Someone said, they didn't say you. I said, they paid me to work. They all volunteered their time, but they paid me to work. And they said I could never be a doer. I want to thank everyone for coming. I truly enjoyed it. Sister Sandra, would you like to come up and bring greetings from your jurisdiction? Sister Sandra Smith from the jurisdiction of Illinois.
Good evening. To the Grand Worthy Matron, Sister Nash, I would like to thank you for the amenities that you've shown to me during my stay. I appreciate it and I love you. I bring you greetings from Eureka Grand Chapter Order of the Eastern Star, State of Illinois, where I, along with Brother Anthony Atwood, serve in peace, unity, and harmony. Sister Nash, I am looking forward to being with you on Wednesday morning. I know you're going to do a wonderful job. I know you're glad this time is up. Now you can have your time to yourself. And with that, thank you very much, and I love you.
I love you too, baby. Again, thank you. This is the last time I come before you in this body as the Grand Worthy Matron. It has been a marvelous 2 years. And my past grams say, never say this, but it's time for me to go sit down somewhere and work in my yard and do some things for Barbara Nash. I've enjoyed it. I apologize to everyone I snapped on this weekend, especially my sister Teresa on Thursday. Okay? Grand officers, just as a housekeeping reminder, we have rehearsal in this area on Tuesday at 6. And if you can come and be on time, please, 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 we can go hang out with our visitors and socialize and fellowship, but I need you here at 6. Sister Pam Boone, does that go for the host chapter? I need the host chapter at 6. Don't have us waiting for you. Grand officers, host chapter. No, all my grand officers are up here, so we'll wait. Okay, thank you very much.
Honor and a privilege for me to present to you this evening the most wishful Grand Master of the most wishful Prince Hall Grand Lodge, Free Acceptor Mason for the State of Wisconsin Incorporated, my good friend, the Honorable Charles E. Curry.
That's okay. So, like the Reverend say, I don't know if I was supposed to do this or not, but it has cost me so much money since I've been Grand Master that I'm going to do it again anyway. My lovely wife, Ann Curry. She already had her hands up and said she missed one time, and I don't remember it again. I'm just going to do what I got to do. Leave it alone. All right, just some housekeeping and some introduce brother to you. Brother Jimmy Foster, past grandmaster, past most worship grandmaster Jimmy Foster, are you in the audience? Come on. He's not up here, but he's one of our past most worship grandmasters. And we also have the oldest or the longest range is Herman Smith. If you raise your hand. We did have enough time to talk about it. Since there were one, the two of the easiest going grandmasters, it was okay for the students to sit out there without getting the set. So that's how that happened. There was not enough room. So we set them in the audience. Who did that mean? Well, Frank Humphrey isn't. He's here? He's not. Oh. He'll throw me out of the club before I get in there. I have my good friend and Midwest Regional President Frederick H. Wisdom from Nebraska.
Master, the Honorable Charles Curry, Grand Worthy Patron Barbara Nash, to the members of the Wisconsin jurisdiction, good evening. I won't be up here long because I was given a short time to even come up here and see that I was going to prepare for something, but I don't mind, Grand Master. I'm at your will and pleasure because I'm in Wisconsin. On behalf of the Midwest Regional Conference of Grand Masters, who we have in attendance today, Most Worshipful Grand Master Dotson, from Indiana, representing Most Worshipful Grandmaster Durrell Smith from Ohio, is Right Worshipful Deputy Grandmaster Carl Williams. From Illinois, Most Worshipful Grandmaster Driscoll. From Michigan, Most Worshipful Grandmaster Steve Harvey Tyrone Hampton. And all the other Most Worshipful Grandmasters that are not in attendance from the Midwest Regional, we want to thank you for allowing us to be here today. I will not prolong you by giving you too much except to say that in Kansas City, Missouri, March 19th through the 22nd, we will be holding the 43rd Annual Conference, Midwest Regional Conference of Grand Masters, and we will also be holding the, what is it, the 30... Because you're the president. No. the 27th Annual Conference of Grand Chapters in Eastern Stars, and we would like to invite each and every one of you to come and join Most Worshipful Grand Master Michael Trent Johnson, who serves as the Grand Master in that jurisdiction, and he tells me that they will be ready, willing, and able to make your hospitality the best ever. And the last thing that I want to say while I'm standing up here is we have an issue in this country, and it's voting rights.
That's right.
We need to make sure that 2014 is just like 2016.
All right.
We need to get out and vote. If you know somebody that is unable to get out, take them out there to the voting booths. There's no reason why we cannot act like this is a presidential election, because our survival, our brothers and sisters, depends upon it. I don't care who you vote for, but you need to vote. And when you vote, your conscience will be free. And if your conscience is free, then you've done everything that you can. So once again, on behalf of the Midwest Regional Conference of Grand Masters, thank you for your hospitality, Most Worshipful Sir. It has been fantastic. I enjoyed myself. I could not have picked a better reason to come back to my third home, because I went to college at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. So this is my third home, not my second home. I have to pick up the second home in Nebraska. So I will be going back. And thank you once again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to say my good evening and sit down. I've been talking all day trying to wrestle with not communication. So thank you all for coming. This room had to be, there's so many people in here, this room had to be white. It wasn't this big. But they determined that we have so many people here that we needed some more space. And I thank you all for being here. Good evening. Up here, or where are you? After you kind of get comfortable, for those of you, does anyone do not know what the hospitality is? Do not know.
Well,
you'll get there. You'll get there. Just follow the crowd. So you may want to get a little comfortable and come down and come to the hospitality. So guess what? Real talk is going on. And I'll be talking. I'll be talking then. All right?
Okay, good evening. One last time, I'd like to everyone just bow your heads. Well, Heavenly Gracious Father, once again I'd like to say thank you for letting us meet again. Let all those who are going home today have a peaceful journey. And for all those who are staying here tonight and through the week, let them have a peaceful slumber. Let everyone here have a joyous ride, a great day, and a joyous time here at our convention. These and all blessings I ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, it was a pleasure.
Nice meeting you. My name's Claire.
Yeah.